Labor Day in the Twin Cities means the Laughing Waters Bluegrass Festival. It's a celebration of bluegrass music that is hosted by the Middle Spunk Creek Boys, a long-standing bluegrass group. Alan Jesperson, the group's guitarist, is here. This event, Alan, means a lot to a lot of people. I know, because all year long, people step up to me and ask if I go to that Labor Day thing at Minnehaha Falls. Some of the groups that play have been at it a long time, like the Platte Valley Boys.
Yeah, I think they started in 74 or 75 or something like that. And they're a high-energy, very traditional bluegrass band. They really sell it. You know, they're Ron Colby plays the banjo like he's trying to hurt himself. The audience loves them.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I've cried a lot. Now you're gone, honey, thanks a lot. You told my friends as I was passing by. Said you were sorry that you made me cry. Said I deserve everything I've got. Now you're gone, honey, thanks a lot.
That's the Platte Valley Boys performing at the Laughing Waters Bluegrass Festival on Labor Day from 1 to 7 p.m. You are also the force behind this event. What's it like to raise the money to put on this festival?
Well, it's a challenge. You know, I usually start going out after the 4th of July. I just walk in and I say, hey, and if it's an old sponsor, they say, oh, it's bluegrass time again, you know, and that's great. Selling it to somebody new, I have to build up the what it's like, you know, and the fact that it's all these smaller businesses that are pooling their money together. And if it weren't for them, there'd be no show.
One of the things about the Laughing Waters Festival is that you provide variety within bluegrass music, and you've got this year a group that's kind of country, King Wilkie's Dream.
They are hot. I mean, John Neiman, as most people are aware of, is an exceptional musician, and now he's playing guitar instead of fiddle or mandolin. They do great arrangements and great singing.
No, we're not the Jetson. We're the old Chevrolet. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri.
Al, as you know, bluegrass music evolves, and you've got a group, the Sawtooth Brothers, which is performing this year, and they used to play traditional bluegrass music, but it's kind of gotten away from that in a new direction.
Yeah, they're writing modern songs. They're exceptional musicians.
Heard it said you've been telling everyone I'm just another cliche. But you've been down on your luck too long. You've always been a little blasé. 'Cause I believe in love and sad, and it's better to forgive and forget. I heard it through the grapevine, but hey, if the shoe fits, I let it fall off of my back and keep on my way. Well, maybe I'm fine with it. Hey, I'm just another cliché.
We're speaking with Al Jesperson of the Laughing Waters Bluegrass Festival on Labor Day from 1 to 7 p.m. at Minnehaha Falls Park. Al, this event is now the tradition of many people. How does it make you feel?
It's something that I thought up in 1999 as a venue for the Middle Spunk Creek Boys. And then I talked to the woman who was doing the booking at the time, and I said, how about if we bring in a couple other bands? Since then, it's just taken on a life of its own.
Thanks, Al. The best way to get information about the event is through an internet search for Laughing Waters Bluegrass Festival. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.